1.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 15th of February, 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news and background to the news on the Isle of Man. Sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. Still 3 confirmed cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man, all in isolation. Speed cameras will be here soon on trial first. 3 weeks of flatgate maintenance in Douglas next month. When will the West get its sewage treatment plant? And 2 MHKs have been to see the Isle of Man Bank about branch closures. And how is Douglas Promenade coming along?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Vastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Vastamai, fixed speed cameras are set to be trialled on the Isle of Man. The Department of Infrastructure has confirmed it is currently considering a trial to test their installation, but it says no specific locations have been identified. A 3-day planning inquiry hearing has begun over proposals to construct sewage treatment works at a site in Peel. Manx Utilities wants to get the green light to erect the plant at Glen Faber House by the Raggot, but has been met with opposition from Patrick commissioners. Isle of Man Bank has stood by the closure of branches in Peel and Castletown and told 2 MHKs the decision has been made. This morning, Arbury, Castletown and Maloo members Jason Morehouse and Graham Cregeen met representatives of the bank, which is run by RBS International. And unemployment levels on the island have continued to fall for a 4th consecutive month. Speaking at an event organised by the Isle of Man Business Network, Treasury Minister Alf Cannon said 945 people are currently without a job. Further afield, the UK Health Secretary says it'll be a matter of weeks before problems with the coronavirus testing system are fixed, and the British government will prioritise who gets screened. Many are struggling to book appointments or being directed to test centres long distances away. The BBC's announced Gary Lineker is taking a pay cut after he topped a list of the corporation's highest earners. He was paid £1.75 million in the year to March. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gora Mayed, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish sea weather indicates no warnings at sea for the next 12 hours. Dry and clear on the Isle of Man. It's been a gorgeous day on the island. It'll be clear after dark. Some coastal mist may develop on a light, mainly south-southwesterly low. Temperature through the night, 13 degrees. For Wednesday, Ukraine, dry with variable clouds, sunny spells, a moderate east-northeasterly will pick up during the day in the north of the island, maybe strong at some point, 18 degrees top temperature. Overnight minimum 12 into Thursday, Jourdain, dry and sunny with a moderate to fresh east-southeasterly wind, falling light as the day gets on and consequently feeling warmer. Highest temperature 17 degrees. Low water was about half an hour ago at 5:04. Sunset tonight 27 minutes to 8. High water 1:01. Low water 5:24. Sunrise is at 6:07 in the morning. Autumn starts a week today, Tuesday the 22nd of September.
The team at Manx Glass and Glazing are available for email inquiries. Contact them on inquiries@manxglass.com.
Fixed speed cameras are set to be trialled on the Isle of Man. It's been talked about, now it's happening. Details from Dolan Mercer.
The Department of Infrastructure has confirmed it is currently considering a trial to test the installation of fixed speed cameras here. Its minister, Tim Baker, was responding to a Timwald question for written answer from Arbury, Castletown and Maloo MHK, Jason Morehouse. Mr Morehouse actually wanted to know whether speed cameras would be tested in St Mark's, in his constituency, or in other rural villages around the island. St Mark's was at the centre of a speeding row recently, where one driver was recorded doing more than 90 miles an hour through the village, where there's a 30 mile an hour speed limit there. A survey also recorded a number of other drivers significantly over the speed limit. However, infrastructure says no specific locations have been identified as a potential trial site. A statement from Mr Baker goes on to say the department will work with partner agencies in the island's Road Safety Partnership to ensure that any cameras are placed at locations where they will provide a clear and meaningful benefit to the island's road safety and the delivery of that road safety strategy. You can see this month's written answers from Timwald online at manxradio.com or via the Timwald website.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
25 to 6 on update. The Ben McCree is safely on the Lynx Band in Douglas Harbour. Two Arbury Castle Town and Maloo MHKs went to a meeting with Stuart Chivers, the local head of Isle of Man Bank, in a bid to save the branch in Castletown. It's going to close along with the other one in Peel early next year. Jason Morehouse and Graham Crajean went to make the case that Castletown's branch should stay open. They told Ewan Gorn the signs weren't promising.
I was quite surprised when we went in. It was quite clear in the body language and the initial sort of discussions was the decision's been made. We're not for moving. You know, we expressed concerns about the way that it's been dealt with, about these are your staff and customers, and it's come as a great surprise to them. And I think that could have actually been dealt with better. Yeah. Nobody ever gets it totally right. You could always improve. But I think sort of for a number of the staff, it came as a huge surprise that Castletown was actually closing, considering Port Erin had been closed for some considerable time.
Well, do we know why Castletown closed and not Port Erin? That's been a question on some people's lips.
It basically came down to the information that has remained confidential. And that's the issue.
So we don't know.
Well, they gave us some indication that Port Erin's figures were higher. But in terms of drilling down into them and seeing them, that's something that wasn't available.
And I think one of the things is that sort of when we pushed to see, you know, about the data, about, you know, which branch was the most, they still wouldn't move. They were saying, oh, well, it's thousands a year. Well, that doesn't equate to many a week. But,
Does that suggest to you that that's not the real reason?
Well, I think part of it is the decision's been made, and I got the feeling that they've made a decision, that's it, and trying to get any sort of movement. You know, even when, you know, we suggested, well, what about 3 days a week in one, 2 days in the other, because then you're still making that saving. I think sort of, no, that didn't go down well. Mm. I think it's about the capital value of the property as well. So they've looked at, well, we can sell this one off and the maintenance costs of it and the ongoing.
So what are you going to do now? Because, I mean, that didn't go anywhere. So what's the next step? I know there's a protest on Friday.
I think we've actually, the door's open, they're still listening.
They can be listening, but if they're not going to do anything, what's the point?
Their argument is that the decision was made on island. That on Friday...
Do you believe it was made on island, considering the management structure of the bank?
If they're paying someone to be responsible for a certain area, then there's going to be input. But going forward to Friday, they're sending a representative who's going to be at the gathering, and hopefully there will be that show of support that makes them think things perhaps should be looked at again.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree currently discharging freight at the moment. She'll be heading off for Heysham at 7:45 this evening, arriving about 11:30. Back leaving Heysham 2:15 here in Douglas tomorrow morning 6:00. The Ben, of course, is handling the service to and from Heysham. The Firescraft Mananin is on weekend duty to and from Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
It's been an important element in rejuvenating Douglas's yacht offering. Now the 20-year-old Marina Flapgate, that's the one below the bascule lifting bridge, will be itself lifted out for an overhaul. A coffer dam will enable that to happen, but how will yacht owners fare for that three-week period between October 5th and 28th, dependent on the weather? John Moss pulled on his sea boots to find out more.
Well, it does mean that you can't do a late sail if you have an Indian summer to go out in October time. But as I was just explaining, most yachts are laid up from October onwards. It's the condition of our insurance when you have a pleasure boat to make sure that you've actually laid up from October to March.
Obviously, it's good to see the Flapgate being maintained, though, albeit it's been in for 20 years. It could probably do with this.
Yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, it's regularly used every day. A lot of people, if you're not connected with the harbour, don't realise that. You might experience it if you see the traffic jams along the quayside at different times, but there's considerable usage for it, and it's an amenity for the island, so you need to make sure it's working properly.
I'm sure you'll find something to do your yacht during that period, maintenance. Yachties always find something to do in their boats, don't they?
It's like ripping £50 notes up under a shower, yes. There's plenty to do and often very expensive, but you need to do that in the winter time and when the weather turns a bit more inclement.
Depends on weather. To go fishing sort of thing, like, you know.
And you can get some nice weather at this time of year. It can be a very pleasant time of year, can't it? We're warm today.
You can do now, like, we'll be going out tomorrow.
Would you think of taking your boat to another of the harbours?
It all depends. If they're going to hold the water in for that length of time, like, we might do, like, it's entirely up to me and my son, like, you know, whether we do. He's getting off time for work. I'm retired, like, it's just him getting off work, whether we go fishing or not, like, you know, and the weather.
And you could be thinking of going, say, down to Castletown.
Well, could possibly. We were thinking the last time it was on about going to Castletown.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
It's 19 minutes before 6 on Update, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. Unemployment levels on the Isle of Man have continued to fall for a fourth consecutive month. Speaking at an event organised by the Isle of Man Business Network, Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon said as of August, 945 people are without a job, down from 1,100 in July. In April, the island suffered the highest level of unemployment in the last two decades. More than 1,300 people were without work. Official labour figures for August have yet to be released, though it's understood they'll be out next week. Plans for a £20 billion nuclear power plant in Wales have been scrapped. Work on the Wilfer Newarth project at Anglesey was suspended in January last year because of rising costs after Hitachi failed to reach a funding agreement with the UK government. Now the Isle of Anglesey Council has announced the company's confirmed in writing its withdrawing from the project. The developer, Horizon Nuclear, which is owned by Hitachi, aren't commenting. The UK government have declined to comment, and the Anglesey Council leader, Linos Meddy, has asked to meet the Welsh and UK governments to discuss the future of the site.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher as investors shifted their focus to upcoming central bank meetings by the US Fed, Bank of Japan and Bank of England. The dollar dropped to a two-week low on expectations the Fed will maintain its downbeat stance. Oil edged slightly higher. Gold slipped, although hopes for a dovish monetary policy stance from the Fed limited the safe haven metals losses. In corporate news, Ocado rallied after it recorded a sharp rise in third quarter revenue. RSA Insurance was in the black, as the Financial Conduct Authority claimed a partial victory in a closely watched test case. Flutter Entertainment got a boost after peer William Hill said a multi-year deal between its US partner Caesars Entertainment and the broadcaster ESPN will feature its sports betting apps and sports book odds. The numbers now, the close in London at 5 o'clock. The FTSE 100 up 1.3% at 6,105. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.2%, a fifth of a percent at 13,217. In New York City, the industrial average, the Dow Jones up 0.5% at 28,125. The NASDAQ tech stocks index up 1.5% at 11,222. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 1% at 3,416. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 28.6 cents, and €1, 8.5 cents. And commodities, finally, gold down 0.25% at $1,951 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 1.3% at $40.20.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The Environment, Food and Agriculture Minister is focusing on ensuring Manx farmers and fishermen don't lose out as a result of Brexit. Manx meat and fish are sold in European markets, but future access is under question with talks stalled between the UK and the EU. Geoffrey Booth spoke to Ewan Gawn.
We're now in the deal transition period. We put through a lot of legislation in Tynwald. We had an extraordinary sitting to fix some of the things that needed to be fixed in advance of Brexit. We've moved on from that. We're now in the transition. We're working and talking with the UK departments, particularly DEFRA, our equivalent in the UK, because fisheries, where we need access to European markets, they're our main markets for things like scallops.
And do we sell directly to the EU, or is that through the UK?
Well,
the fisheries?
Everything goes through the UK, but we sell directly, or our brokers sell directly to EU companies, supermarket chains. So that's a very important market for the fisheries product. Meat as well, a lot of our meat ends up, particularly things like lamb, into the European market through the UK. Creamery products, we piggyback off some of the EU agreements to export to places like the US and Canada. So very important in terms of agricultural produce and access to markets.
So when you look at the relative confusion there seems to be around Brexit, I mean, not least most recently, are you concerned about our farmers and our fishermen and their futures, the fact that it's pegged to this uncertainty?
Well, very concerned, and that's why we're spending a lot of time working with, I mean, we're not big players from the UK perspective, but the UK is working with the Crown Dependencies, that's Jersey and Guernsey as well, to ensure, or we are hoping to ensure, that we don't get forgotten. Our interests are taken into consideration from the fisheries point of view. Access to our waters is very important. The UK put a red line at the moment on the 0 to 12. Well, that affects us considerably. Channel Islands seem to have slightly different ideas to where they want that to pitch, because they have a European access from France and that they land into French waters. We don't, but they're all very important, and small things make a big difference, and undermining profitability is something that we're very aware of, and farmers are not very profitable as it is. So anything that undermines that profitability, and the meat plant, the creamery, is a great concern.
Manx Radio Sport.
13 minutes to 6, Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai. There were wins for the North and the West in a new format of competition for Manx rugby players. Senior men from across the island have essentially been divided by postcode into four regions, representing the quadrant they live in rather than playing for a local club side. The first round of Isle of Man Rugby's regional fixtures were held at Southern Nomads and saw the North beat the East 42-24 and the West beat the South 34-15 to take an early lead in the standings on points difference only. The unique tournament is lasting for 3 weeks, designed to get new people involved in the local rugby scene and forge some new friendships, with some bragging rights to play for too, of course. Meanwhile, Vagabonds ladies' side are getting ready to play Guernsey ladies this weekend on Manx soil. It's the latest sporting fixture to take advantage of the air bridge between the two islands. Peter Barlow from the club says it could also be something of a first.
It's probably going to be the first full ladies' 15-a-side match anywhere in the British Isles this season. This coming Saturday the 19th, kick-off at 2:30, match sponsored by Ravenscroft.
Further afield, Football League clubs have been given approval for trial events this weekend in which fans will be allowed into games. Up to 1,000 spectators will be permitted into grounds. EFL clubs had until today to request to take part in that. The league says pilots are an important step towards the return of crowds at all matches. Australia cricket coach Justin Langer hopes to have Steve Smith back for tomorrow's decisive one-day international with England. The batsman's missed the first two matches in the series after suffering a blow to the head in training. Langer says Smith has been passing the concussion protocols needed to return.
He did all his running yesterday. He did some high-speed running, worked hard as part of the protocols. He has ticked every box at the moment, so he'll 100% have a bat this afternoon.
Boxing and Dillian White will get his rematch against Alexander Povetkin on the 21st of November. The British heavyweight boxer suffered a surprise knockout defeat to the Russian at Fight Camp last month.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two departures, two arrivals from Ronald's Way. London City flight left 8:30. It should have been 4:30, left a minute late and 6 minutes later. The Liverpool flight left 30 minutes early. They'll be back tonight. Liverpool comes in at 20-7. The London City arrival is at 8 o'clock tonight. On the roads, the phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure in Peel go on at the moment. In fact, till the end of this week, it's the Shore Road pumping station to Crown Street. From next Monday the 21st, it'll be Victoria Road, Crown Street to Weatherglass Corner. That's all going to be on until the 1st of March next year. Peveril Square in Douglas has got some temporary narrow lanes for building works. Derby Haven Slipways closed for reconstruction. Of course, North Quay in Douglas is closed to motor vehicles till 11 o'clock tonight for the pedestrianisation. There's 24-hour two-way traffic lights in Lazare Road, Ramsey for gas main repairs. The Pelican Crossing isn't working either. And Horden Avenue in Douglas is closed till the 12th of October between Woodburn Road and Selborne Road. Woodburn Square's one-way system is suspended. All the information you need is at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. Click on the travel option.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions 670-145.
Talking of Peel and sewerage, a three-day planning inquiry is hearing underway over potential sewage treatment works in the west of the Isle of Man. Manx Utilities is hoping to build the facility at Glenfaber House, but some have objected. Our local Democracy reporter is Chris Cave.
Submitted more than a year ago, Manx Utilities has for some time had hopes of getting planning approval to construct a sewage treatment works at the Raggot. The proposals have attracted opposition from the start, though, with concern from Patrick commissioners over the location. MU demolished an existing building at Glenfaber House, but hopes to erect a plant, pipelines and access in its place have since stalled. The local authority has now pitched an alternative, which it believes to be a better plan for new sewage treatment works in the west of the island, a facility the commissioners have agreed is needed. A three-day hearing is now underway, with Independent Planning Inspector Brian Sims chairing the inquiry via video link. Arguments for and against the Manx Utilities proposals will be discussed, with representatives from both sides in attendance on the first day today. John Anderson has a vested interest in what happens at the site in Glenfaber, as not only is he the chairman of Patrick Commissioners, he's also a neighbouring farmer to the land. He told me how he hopes the inquiry will unfold.
We want the best thing for Peel, but we also want the best thing for the island. And looking forward, not to 10-20 years, but 120 years, what's the best place to put the sewage site? Make sure that we do that and we don't have to pump it uphill for an indefinite period of time. Especially at a time when the government are looking at reducing their carbon footprint so that we could be net zero in 2050.
Now, this has been a long-running point of contention. Do you feel confident with your case over the next 3 days?
I feel confident that we can have a good discussion and hopefully people will listen to the various contributions people make. Ultimately, I suppose, it's up to the Council of Ministers to make that decision. I think the inspector will listen to what we're going to say and he'll make his recommendations, no doubt. But ultimately, yes, it's up to our ministers to decide.
The work is part of the regional sewage strategy, which Tynwald is funding to the tune of £23 million. Many of the contentious points, ranging from environmental effects to the visual impact of the Manx Utilities plans, will go under the spotlight before Mr Sims makes his closing recommendations on Thursday. They'll then go before the Council of Ministers, who'll decide whether or not to give it their seal of approval.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. Thanks for tuning in to Update tonight. Douglas Promenade, the only roadworks with its own website, myprom.im. And problems with installing services at Broadway, health and safety issues, and sourcing key workers are some of the problems being faced in the ongoing saga to get Douglas Promenade finished by the 1st of April next year. Tim Glover has been digging into the detail.
According to the latest minutes from the August board meeting, Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker recorded his, quote, extreme disappointment that dates for opening have been published but may not yet be met. The issues at Broadway include drainage, removing old and installing new gas and telecommunication services, and the water main. That work is scheduled to start on the 26th of September and continue to the 17th of October. It's clear from the minutes the two-way traffic on Douglas Promenade and the opening up of Summer Hill on the 8th of September was non-negotiable. Recruiting key workers from across has been an issue, with Alden Construction reporting no success in sourcing a curbing gang, but success in finding a block paving squad. The possibility of putting other infrastructure schemes on hold and moving workers onto the prom scheme is also under consideration. A potential solution to the concrete cracking is being examined, but questions about the material's durability still exist. Another issue which may cause a delay was raised. The preparation of the rail track is being done off-island rather than on-island. The contractor said it's too late for a change here. Health and safety training has been rolled out, covering excavation, underground services, barriers and the use of machinery. PPE must be worn at all times. Accommodating key workers in hotels is being encouraged to assist the sector, although it's accepted it can't be forced. Sensitivities with key workers' accommodation will be discussed with Visit Isle of Man. Haulage subcontractors have been firmly told not to use the A24 road through the Erie Dam area of Foxdale due to many complaints from local residents about noise and vibration. The penalty, if they continue, removal from the works. Finally, Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker is keen to see improvements in how work and progress with the promenade scheme is communicated, saying they needed to bring the project alive for the public.
Just a quick few notes for your diary. 5 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go back. 14 weeks on Friday, it's Christmas Day. 15 weeks on Friday, it's the 1st of January, 2021. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Lewis Foster. I'm Andy Wint. Update is back Wednesday evening at 5:30.